Machines that pay their own bills. Tech infrastructure reshapes commerce and security. MasterCard launched a payment framework specifically designed for AI agents, enabling artificial intelligence systems and machines to authorize and settle transactions across cards, bank accounts, and stablecoins. The system anticipates an economy in which AI entities transact with significant financial autonomy, purchasing computing resources, paying for logistics, or managing energy contracts, and addresses the challenge of processing high volumes of micropayments that traditional payment infrastructure makes uneconomical. Amazon opened a $1 billion data center in Mississippi, occupying a former auto parts plant that had sat vacant for decades. The facility symbolizes the massive infrastructure build-out underpinning the AI and cloud computing boom, but it has also sparked controversy over electricity costs, with critics questioning whether data centers of this scale are driving up utility bills for residential customers by placing outsized demand on regional power grids. Google's YouTube division staked out an aggressive intellectual property position, claiming its terms of service permit the company to train AI models on uploaded music, a stance that puts it on a collision course with record labels and artists who argue their catalogs are being exploited without proper compensation or consent. The dispute encapsulates a broader battle over who owns the raw material of the AI era. On the security front, a zero-day vulnerability struck Windows Defender within hours of Microsoft's record patch Tuesday release, raising concerns about whether the patching process itself introduced new attack surfaces. SpaceX's forthcoming IPO, meanwhile, is reportedly oversubscribed ahead of Friday's debut, reflecting sustained investor appetite for space technology and the company's competitive advantage in reusable rocket economics.